Let's go back to Luke 10, 19, and 20, and let's read those. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits, now I like to put there the evil spirits, because this is who we're talking about, that the evil spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In other words, if an evil spirit is subject to you, then why do we let the devil run over us? That's a good question, isn't it? You know, most of us, you know, if you were like I was, one time I was sitting in my office and I was in charge of a whole division for the corporation I worked for. And I was sitting up there at my desk doing something, and a general manager came up there with a fax, and he said, Thurman, have you read this fax? I said, I don't know. Let me see it. He handed it to me, and it said, if certain things were to happen within our company, they might have to close the engineering division. Well, I was in charge of it. I had a good job. I had a whole bunch of men all over the country working with me, under me, and for me. I loved what I did. I mean, I was my own boss. I mean, I had a VP, sure, that I worked for, but I had the freedom to travel all over this country to all these locations and make sure everything was going right. And anytime we had new business, I had to go check out everything to see what we needed to build or design or whatever. So I really enjoyed what I did. I mean, I enjoyed it. I loved working. I loved building things, and I still love building things. You know, Cheryl says, the only time I'm really happy is when I'm building something. I do like to build stuff and do things, but that's what God put in me. So anyway, I really love those kind of things, but whenever I lost my train of thought right there. These evil spirits are subject unto us. Whenever we have an evil spirit attacked us, I mean, they can attack you in your job. You know, they can attack you in your flesh. They can attack you all kinds of places, but you have to realize where the problem is coming from. In other words, so many people get up in the morning, and when they start out, an evil spirit makes something happen that you don't want to happen, or put the pain in your body or something. Instead of taking authority over that invisible spirit that you can't see and taking the word of God and commanding that beast to leave you, usually what we do, we line up with him. Whatever he does to us, we agree with him. In other words, you wake up in the morning. Here's a good example. A man and his wife with three children. You wake up in the morning and one of the children's sick. You know what we do? Oh, my goodness, I got one sick here. Let me keep the other two away from her or him, you know, because we don't want all of you come down with this flu or this vomiting thing. You know, we're sick, we're afflicted. Let me go to the medicine cabinet and get something. We used to do that, didn't we? A long time ago. But now you don't do that no more. Now you've learned that you can pray and you can get it done. I mean, you have authority over the evil spirits. In other words, it says right there, notwithstanding of this, rejoice not that the evil spirits are subject unto you. How do you make an evil spirit subject to you? He's already subject to you. But anyway, when this man brought this fax in for me to look at, I looked at it, and it said, we may have to close the engineering division. Certain things happen. This is what I said. Gee, if they close the engineering division, I wonder what's going to happen to me. Now, does that sound like a great big sin? Would you think that was sin? You wouldn't naturally think that was sin. But in one heartbeat, I went from being totally as well as I am right now to a splitting migraine headache with sinus fluid running out of both nostrils off my chin just that quick. Now, what did I do wrong? Who is supposed to be my supplier? Jesus. In other words, when the company says they might have to lay me off, should I be concerned? Not at all. God may be trying to say, well, son, if I don't lay you off here, I can't give you a better job. Because you're so locked into what you're doing. I mean, I may be paying you $100,000 a year to do this, but I got one out there for you for $500,000. And I know since you ain't going to never give up this $100,000, so I'll never be able to give you the $500,000. So I'm going to have to do something to get you fired. Yeah. That's when you have to trust him, right? Yeah. Oh, Lord, So you got a job, pays $100,000 a year. You think, man, I got a bird nest on the ground here. I love what I'm doing. And all of a sudden, God gets you fired. What do? Go around, oh, praise the Lord, I just lost my job today. Is that what most people do? No. Oh, woe is me. I had a good job. You only matter how I had a job that paid $20,000 a year. Oh, woe is me. I've just lost my job. I don't have no place to live. I'm broke. I don't have no money in the bank. Lord, what am I going to do? Well, if you keep crying out like that in unbelief, he ain't going to do a whole lot. He's a faith God. You got to learn to trust him. And whatever he does, you trust him. And so, anyway, that stuff started running out of my nose and a headache. And I mean, the guy that handed me, the general manager that handed me the facts, when he saw my fluid start, he said, good grief, what happened? A river just break loose in your head? That's what it looked like. I said, no, that's okay. I reached over and grabbed a Kleenex and blew my nose. And he said, well, I got to go. And he left. I thought, there's no use trying to explain to him what happened. This man's carnal as they come. You know, he don't have a clue about spiritual things. In fact, there wouldn't have been a whole lot of Christians I know that could have come in that room I could have explained that to. They wouldn't have known either, because they don't spend enough time with God in his word to understand the spirit world. So anyway, he left. And of course, I began to rebuke the spirits. I mean, if I have all power over them, they have to be subject to me. What's the first thing I got to do before they have to be subject to me? Repent. That's absolutely right. I have to repent. Lord, I'm sorry that I didn't trust you. But now I'm trusting you, Master. You are the one I'm working for. As children of God, who do all of us work for? The Lord Jesus Christ. It makes no sense what kind of business or company or job or anything else that God has given us. He's given us according to our ability to do things for him. But that's not who you're working for. You're working for him, the King of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so now then, I have repented. Lord, I'm so sorry that I didn't trust you. Lord, if this company goes under, I know you got something better for me down the road. Now see, I can look 15 years ahead, actually it's been longer than that. This has been 35 years ago. When I look 35 years back to today, I never dreamed today I would be going all over this country teaching the Word of God to so many people. I looked at my schedule starting in April the 1st, and man, have I got a busy month this next month. I'm going to be going all over the place, including four days in Washington, D.C. You know, today, they say they're going to push through this healthcare package. Well, we're going to see, because if they do, I know several Christian law firms that immediately is going to file a lawsuit against the federal government. You know, praise God. So we need to be praying for those boys, because what they're trying to do is not for your benefit. I mean, that healthcare plan they're trying to put in there. In fact, I'm going to speak on the ultimate healthcare plan when I go to Washington. I know what the ultimate health care plan is. And you know what the cost of it is?
Zero.
It's free. Now, you can't get a better deal than that, can you?
No way.
When you learn to pray and learn to obey God, then the ultimate health care plan has no cost to you. Jesus paid the price for it, and you can walk in divine health as long as you obey him. I have walked in divine health for 26 years. And if I can do it for 26 years and he's no respecter of persons, what can he do for you? Same thing. Absolutely right. The thing is, secret is, don't get into no sin. Right, Rosemary?
Well, from time to time, I do repent.
There is an honest woman. At least from time to time, I have to repent. Oh, by the way, today's your birthday. Happy 26th birthday or whatever it is. That a good one? That 26 is close enough. Oh, goodness gracious. She's a young girl. Aren't you a young woman, Rosemary? She is a young woman, praise the Lord. She's still on fire for Jesus. But you know, the thing about it is, we need to learn to walk holy in obedience to God's word. Now then, as I knew the power of the enemy and the minute that I sinned, you notice that whenever I let down my shield of faith, when I said, gee, I wonder what's going to happen to me if this happens, my shield of faith come down. How long did it take a fiery dart from the devil to hit me? How quick? I mean, just like that. That's right, Kim. Instantly, I had a migraine headache and sinus fluid running out of both nostrils. That's how quick he gets in. So now then, if you repent that quick And then how much power do I have over him?
All.
So what do I have to do? Tell him to go away. You think he's going to go away just automatically when I repent? Oh no, he got in. He loves it in there. It's nice and warm and fuzzy in there. He likes it inside of a human being. So no, he's not going to go away nice and easy. So I begin to rebuke the devil. I said, you beast of hell, I have repented. You have to go away in the name of Jesus. Well, he didn't go away. At the end of that first day, you know when you're walking through the plant, you know, everybody knows you, and you walk through and they say, you devil of hell, I command you to come out of me in the name of Jesus. Somebody says, whoa, better give her some room. Isn't that amazing? You know, when you're doing things, that spiritual things that the church don't even understand, and for sure the world don't understand, they will think something's wrong with you. Won't they?
Yes.
You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But see, you don't never give up. You know, when you know that you know that you know these scriptures are real and you have them in your heart because you've studied them, you know that beast got in because you sinned. You have repented of your sin, and you know he has to be subject to you because, is it written in that book?
Yes.
Is it written he has to be subject to you?
Yes.
So what do I have to do? Drive him out. Well, I mean, I did this, stayed on this thing for 4 days. 4 days and nights I stayed after this beast, and he don't go. I mean, by that fourth morning, I am so upset with the devil. I had, Lord, you know I have repented of every sin known to man, especially the one I committed down there by not trusting you. So this devil, he has no legal claim to me. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this beast has got to go. And I ain't taking no for an answer. And I'm screaming that at the top of my lungs. And I reached over and hit the dash of my pickup and said, go, you beast, in Jesus' name. And whew, he left, and I was instantly delivered and instantly healed. I sat back in my pickup, and I saw a great big banner flying through the clouds, and it said Matthew 11:12. I said, Lord, I have read Matthew 11:12 100 times, but until right now, I have never understood what Matthew 11:12 meant.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Healthcare Plan in the World, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.